How do you overcome these obstacles?
Most of my obstacles are, actually, I say my biggest obstacle would be managing expectations. That would be, you know, faculty members or, you know, anybody else that works above me. They have a lot of great ideas, and I may have a solution for them, but the solution may not be financially viable, or it might, you know, it may take, you know, three other employees and a 12 months of work to get it done. So I think the hardest challenge that I have is just managing those expectations as to, you know, what can we do in-house right now? And if we go outside, you know, it's going to cost us this much money. So it's disappointing sometimes, but I do dash a lot of hopes and great ideas. I mean, yeah, so I would say that's my biggest challenge, is making sure people understand.
Okay, and an extra question. Do you normally get this training to update yourself from the School of Medicine?
As far as just specific training, as far as...
Just to keep yourself updated with...
One thing that I do annually, I am an Apple certified technician, so they do have an online training program that I have to go through in order to... we're considered a self-servicing site. So I'm actually able, anything purchased by the university, I'm allowed to do warranty work on.
Okay.
So I can actually troubleshoot, order parts, and repair them locally. Recently, since I've been in more of a management role, I do have four other employees that report to me. I've been trying to do Wright State offered training, just for some of the HR things.
Okay.
You know, how to deal with, you know, disgruntled employees and just a lot of the soft skill, personal side stuff, things that I'd never really had to deal with before.
Okay.
I do try to make those trainings when they're available.
Okay. Is this position suits your needs or you have other dreams?
Well, I've kind of learned to accept that I'm going to disappoint a lot of people sitting around the meeting table. And I just had to resign myself to the fact that I am here, you know, to figure out worst case scenario and solutions. You know, people have these great ideas, but it's my job to figure out how to implement them.
Okay.
And if it turns out to be, you know, not financially viable, or there's a third party solution out there that, you know, that we don't necessarily want to take on in house. And if that's too expensive, I just kind of harden myself to the fact that it is what it is. It's business. And part of my job is to make sure we don't spend money, you know, haphazardly. Right. I mean, it's we have to find a good balance. Luckily, I have a boss that listens to me, and he'll go to the table and explain our point of view.
Okay.
So, and that's, like I said, it's always a challenge, but... It's just kind of, it comes with the position of management, so you just kind of live with it.
How do you value Wright State in terms of technology?
I have had people ask me to be a consultant. I've had somebody ask me to open up a corporate shop here in Dayton that services Macintosh, you know, at a enterprise level. But the more I thought about it, it would be a lot more work than I'm doing now. I have a pretty heavy workload here, and I just couldn't see myself, you know, taking on more work and more, you know, basically
and risky
more demanding customers, to be honest with you. But I find that I actually like the educational environment. Whenever I'm faced with a problem, I can always go to a forum. I can give somebody else a call that's in education, and I found just the community of the technical people. They're very giving, and they're always willing to help. So, I mean, that's kind of the educational community that is kind of holding me here. So, the thought's always there, but there's never been a good enough offer to make me leave. So,
yes. What advice would you give to young learners like me regarding education technology?
I wouldn't say we're cutting edge or bleeding edge, but we're also, you know, we're not very low on the totem pole. Okay. We do have some very talented technology managers on campus, and they're dealing with all the same challenges that I have to deal with. I mean, we can do anything with enough money, but we don't have an unlimited supply. But I think we're doing pretty well as far as technology goes compared to other schools of our size.
Okay. What is your opinion in comparing between learner-centered teaching with traditional method of teaching?
Just get used to the fact that it changes all the time. I mean, it's as soon as you have a process down, as soon as you have something that you know that works, something bigger and better comes along.
And you have to change.
And you have to change. And that's where you need to start managing expectations, because people go off, the faculty members go off to symposiums and workshops and come back and, you know, they'll tell me, you know, we have to have this. We need to do this. Mm. And then my question always is, you know, how is this going to change your class? How is this going to revolutionize the way you teach? Mm. You know, how do you want to use this? You know, like the iPad. Well, yes. We all need iPads. Well, how are you going to use it? Well, I'm not sure, but I need an iPad.
So whatever they see new, they want to implement it.
Exactly. Mm. So that's that goes back to managing expectations. So it's...
What are your predictions in 10 years' time regarding the technology?
Actually, when my boss started about, I guess he's been here eight or 10 years, maybe. For the past 10 years, he actually brought team-based learning to the school. Okay. Before, we were just in a lecture format. You know, we would lecture from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. And it would just be one lecture after the other. But when my boss started, we started doing more of the learner-centered teaching type approach with group work. The faculty members became more facilitators. Okay. And I think over time, in the medical field, our students have to pass basically board exams at each step of the way. So they'll have step one before they go into the clinics, and then step two before they graduate, and kind of move up the ladder that way. And I think after we started the kind of the learner-centered approach, we saw those board scores go up, and they continue to go up as we modify our team-based lectures, or I guess facilitated sessions is what I should say.
How can you explain the success of technology in your department?
That's a loaded question. That's that's tough to answer. I mean we don't know what's going to happen, you know, 2 years from now. But I think we're going to see a lot more cloud computing. We're already seeing kind of the dedicated space for computer labs disappearing.
Okay.
I think we're going to see more. Bring your own device. Students are going to bring their own devices. We're going to we're going to use that for study. We're going to use it for testing. We're going to use it for in-class exercises. There are already applications and web-based products that do that. Okay. So I just think that trend is going to continue. Mm-hmm. And, well, at some point, maybe we just won't be responsible for managing too much hardware, which it won't be all that bad. So.
As young learners, how can we cope in the speed to which technology is taking us?
I think the use of technology just it allows our faculty members and people to focus on teaching the material instead of worrying about how are we going to deploy it. So the technology it helps us make the lives of our faculty members easier, because it makes the materials available online. Okay. If there are mistakes in the material, we can pull it down and put a corrected version up, you know, in 5 minutes. So I think, you know, going from a paper format to a digital format and that technological cycle, it just makes it better for the end user. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, it frees up more time for the faculty members to focus on the materials.
Okay.
And well, then again, it's usually when you have more time, then you just have more work to do.
Yes.
there's more duties and more things to research, but yeah, I think technology is just a great tool to alleviate workload. Another loaded question. And actually, I've noticed that the younger medical students coming in are way more tech savvy. You know, growing up, I had very little exposure to computers in middle school and high school. Now I even look at my own children at, you know, 6 and 7 years old. And they're already, you know, way, way above where I was at that age. So I think the younger generation, I don't think the younger learners are going to have an issue with the speed of the technology changing. I think most of the issues that you see are for older folks that, you know, where we're exposed to the technology later in life.
Yes.
And they're just not used to that
changes
that happen that quickly. So I don't think the younger learners are going to have that much of an issue with the changing technology. It's just going to be, you know, that's the environment. Okay. So I think you're just going to be used to it.
Is there any question I might have missed to ask you in this interview? Do you think any questions I was supposed to ask you?
I don't think so. That was pretty thorough. I mean, I guess some advice I could give anybody who's going into the technology field is, you know, train yourself to be a learner. I mean, and that's the key.
Okay.
One way that you're going to keep a job is, you know, read all the tech blogs, you know, see all the latest and greatest things coming out. Especially if you're in education, get out there and see what other schools are doing. Sign up to most of the technology people associated with higher education or even K-12.
Okay.
Are on some sort of blog somewhere.
Just to keep yourself updated.
Just, you know, see what's going on out there. Even if it's something that you don't think you could implement now, you know, that might be a solution
to other problems.
You know, to other problems down the road. So, I mean, that's usually where I get most of my information. And also other technology people on campus. And we have our own little kind of group and listservs. You know, we see something cool or read an article, you know, we'll shoot that off to the other technology folks. Okay. Just say, hey, we can't use it, but, you know, this is pretty cool. Take a look at this.
Nice.
And that's kind of one of the cool things about the educational environment.
Okay.
Is people really aren't, it's not like the corporate world, which I've been in and you know, don't necessarily want to go back to.
Yes.
As, you know, some people, they play their cards close to their chest.
Yeah.
But I find that's a little different in education. But that's all I can think of, really, the limited knowledge I do have to partake on you.
Thanks a lot, Mr. John, for your time. I really appreciate it.
Oh,
thank
my
you
pleasure.
So much.